tried. I never come across a state line, but that time zone swap messes me up. And so me and my wife spent like 15 minutes. All right, what time do I got to leave? And so once I figured it out, I put it in my phone and we headed on over. But I appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Take your Bible with me, if you will. 2 Samuel, chapter number 5. And the Lord has been more than wonderful, more than what I ever deserve. And I thank the Lord for helping us in my life. And I'm so glad of the providential hand of God. If I had to sit back as a 6, 7, 8-year-old boy sleeping in the Holiday Inn back here, knowing where I'd be at a 35, 36-year-old man, I would tell you I wouldn't be right here this afternoon. But I'm thankful for the hand of God in our life and all that He's let us be a part of and kept us from. And I bless the Lord. Well, this year when we started out, you know, everybody has a little saying for the new year at the church, thrive in 25 and more in 24 and all these things. Well, I've never been good at those. But I did want to start out the year with something. And the Lord brought my heart to this passage of Scripture. And so I want you, if you can, 2 Samuel chapter number 5. And I want to dig in verse number 18 for a few moments and see what the Lord will help us this afternoon. And I appreciate all that the preacher said at the beginning and having the hand of God in the service this week and needing the blessings of the Lord. If the Lord don't show up, the Lord don't help us, all of it's in vain. Amen. And so we need the hand of the Lord. Let's stand with me if you can. Just stretch your legs just for a moment. And let's read verse number 18 and on down. The Bible says the Philistines, let's read verse 17. But when the Philistines heard that they anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David. And David heard of it and went down to the hole. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines unto thine hand. And David came to Baal-perazim. Excuse me, y'all. I'll try to pronounce these well. And David smote them there and said, the Lord had broken forth upon mine enemies before me. As the breach of waters, therefore, he called the name of that place Baal-perazim. And there they left images, and David and his men burned them. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite thee of the host of the Philistines. And David did so, and the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until thou came unto Gazer. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for keeping us safe as we traveled this afternoon. Thank you for letting us be in the house of God. Thank you for all that your good hand upon us, Lord. I ask your Father for these next few moments, Lord, you would stir within us. Lord, bring the things back to our memory that which we've studied. And I ask your God that you would have your hand be upon us. Lord, I pray that you would let you have the preeminence in it all. Let us give you glory for all that you've done in our lives. And Lord, we pray that you would bless these next few moments. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I'm interested in verse number 23 and 24 as my text. When David, let me give you the context. David has really just become the king. He's probably in his middle 40s, somewhere in there, and he is taking over the kingdom. Saul, he's gone. Samuel has already anointed David. And now David has come up to take the nation of Israel. And so once that has happened, I believe the Philistines have gotten word of what's taken place, that here is this new man on the block, David, and the Philistines, I believe, just want to try to take advantage of him a little bit. And David is inquiring of the Lord. He inquires of the Lord twice about the same situation, how the Philistines come up against him and against the nation. The Lord allows them one time to go ahead and fight against the Philistines. But the second time, the Lord makes him halt and stay by these mulberry trees. And that's what's got my mind in verse number 23. The Bible says, when he inquired of the Lord said, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. Sneak around the side. And I want you to just stay there, get your men together. And then I want you to stay there for a little while. And then you wait till there's something that happens. Look at verse 24. And he says, and let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going. There's my little title this afternoon, if I can, a sound of a going. And look what happens. He says, the tops of the mulberry trees, then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then the Lord shall go out before thee and smite the host of the Philistines. A sound of a going. The other night we had, Sunday morning, we had thunderstorms roll through here. We had two tornadoes come through the area. Didn't do a lot of damage, just took out a lot of power lines. And so we canceled Sunday school and we got into church yesterday morning. We had a great day. All of my people were able to come. But storms happen. Storms come through. The winds of life take place. And that's the thought here. That's the idea in that's going, there's a sound that David has to wait for. These mulberry trees, I've looked at it trying to figure out what they are. They say that it is almost like a silk tree. It produces some kind of silk, and they would go in there and harvest this silk out of the tree, and they would, some worms or different things, caterpillars would lay in those trees, and they would get the silk out of it. But notice, if I can, David is supposed to stay there a while. We're not told how long. Preacher, I'm not sure if it was maybe 30 minutes, an hour, 2 days, or a year. I don't know. I believe maybe a short amount of time, but I'm sure David had to wait there for a moment. While David is waiting, he is longing for that sound, for that wind, just to blow by and come by through that silk and make whatever kind of a whistling sound, a rattling those leaves together. Whatever it was, that's what David is waiting on. Amen. Now let me say this. Here, you and I, the sound of a going literally means a noise of marching. It literally means he is waiting and sitting. Can I say that's what you and I are waiting for? We try to come, and some say, we're going to come worship the Lord. That's our intention. That's my intention of worshiping him. But you and I understand that when he blows by, we seek his presence, we desire the presence of God, but we don't assume on the presence of the Lord. We don't presume on it that it's just a happenstance, that we gather here and it's just going to take place. No, we come, we honor the Lord. We beg for the presence of God. We ask for Him to blow by. Amen. It might be on a little Sunday morning, just a handful of people. And guess what? God may just blow by through there. It might be just on a Sunday morning when we come to gather and ask the help of God. There's a preacher in my hometown back in Brevard, and the older ladies, they would all gather and they would pray and they would seek the face of the Lord for the service the next morning or Saturday, or Saturday they'd pray and ask. But they'd come and have service and they would say, "Preacher, we're here, we're ready to worship, but we know it takes the presence of God." And they would literally get in there, and if God did not blow by, they would go home and they would fast, they would pray, and they would come back and ask, "What was wrong with my heart? Why God did not show up? What was wrong with me that the Lord did not come by?" Amen. You talking about having a service. If we all got ready to come to church the next morning or the next day and we got our heart right with God and we come in pumped up and we come in ready. Amen. Oh, I believe the presence of God would come by. Let me ask this. There are several phrases about winds in the Bible. Here in our passage, we understand that David is waiting on the wind to come by. We also find this, that there's a phrase in the book of Acts called the fair winds. The fair winds was used to refer to a time of peace and blessings. Amen. But then there's an evil wind. There's the evil winds, talking about when Job and that storm came through him. Those evil winds used to speak of hardship and trouble and turmoil. I want to speak about the blessings of these winds in our life. Sometimes there's bad winds. The Apostle Paul got caught in that Euroclodon. But the Bible says he told those men, "Be of good cheer." He said this that night. He said he's spoken to the Lord. Notice a couple things this evening about this wind. What does it do? Well, number one, I'd say this wind this afternoon, it signals His presence. It signals the presence of the Lord. Look at verse 24. He says, "Let it be when thou hearest the sound of the going of the tops of mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out." It wasn't going to be until the wind came by. The presence of God was not going to be there. David was going to wait. He was going to sit there and wait until that wind started blowing by. Amen. Hey, sometimes we gather in, we ask God to bless, and sometimes there's no wind. We give it our best. We try it. But thank God for those days when the wind of heaven blows through our soul and we feel it vibrating. And amen. We may not see it with these eyes, but honey, I feel it within my heart. Amen. When the help of God shows up, you know what we need this afternoon? We need the presence of the wind of heaven to blow by through these pews and through these altars and ask God to bless our heart and our life. Amen. Let me say this, 2 Samuel 22, the Bible says that David said this, that he was seen upon the wings of the wind, that God rides upon the wings of the wind. Psalms 103, the Bible says this, "Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, and walketh wings of the wind." Amen. Oh, may I say this? The Bible uses that as a picture of the presence of the Lord. God showed up in Eden with the wind. Genesis chapter 3, "And they heard the voice of the Lord, God walking in the garden of the cool of the day." There was a presence that blew by in that garden. Adam and Eve, before they sinned, they would walk with God. Adam walked with God. He knew that God was present. When there was a little breeze that came by, I'm sure when he felt that breeze, he turned around and said, I'm used to that. It's the presence of God here. Amen. You know what that is? When we come to church and we feel that little breeze coming by, that's the presence of the Lord. Amen. I don't want to get used to it. I want it more to happen more often, that God would just blow by in our services. Amen. We need it this year. We need the presence of the Lord in our service, not just now, but every service when we meet together. Not just in our service, in our daily walk with God. Amen. Notice this. There's the wind that signals the presence of the Lord. But there's the wind that signals those promises. Obviously, if we could relate it back, the Lord said, I'm not going to show up until that wind comes by. And David was going to sit there and wait and was not going to go any farther. He's seen the Philistines. He's seen those men encamped around him, his mighty men around him. He had all the armies before him. He was not going to go any farther till the presence, the promise of God was fulfilled. Amen. Romans 8 teaches us this, that who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is the risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who is also maketh intercession for you and I. When I mean that there's the presence of God, they knew that they were leading them to victory, that the promise that he that was going to come by, he knew he's going to be there. Amen. There's a promise of God given to you and I. We know where he's at. He's interceding for you and I on our behalf. When the winds of life assail, there's a presence, that knowing that the promise that God is interceding for us. Amen. Let me say this. Not only that, the wind seals his promises, but the wind showcased his power. I mean, his power. When the wind came, the Lord came. When the Lord came, victory came. Amen. God led David and those men to a great victory by the power of God. It's not by might nor by power, but by thy spirit, saith the Lord. We can do everything we try to do. We can come to church, have church, mold it, make it like we want, but unless the Lord shows up, none of it's in vain. But it says this, we find winds in scripture all over, and to showcase the power of the Lord. Think about this, God used the wind to dry up the waters after the flood. God took that wind and blew upon the face of the deep in the beginning. And the Spirit of God brooded upon the face of the deep, showing the power of God. It was God that used the wind to part the Red Sea. It was God who used that wind to bring the locust into Egypt, showcasing the power of the Lord. God used the wind to blow the quail into the nation of Israel. Amen. I believe it was God who took the wind and took that bird and showed where that bird went, right where it needed to land to bring Elijah some food. Amen. God used the wind to teach Peter about his faith. Peter's out there, we talk about it all the time and how he denied the Lord. But may I remind you, he was the one that stepped out of that water that afternoon. Amen. That took a lot of faith. We don't find any of the other disciples doing it. But God used something about that wind that afternoon to teach Peter something about it. May I say this? We find all these winds are sent in our lives many times not to destroy us, but it appears that God will send to destroy us. But I believe God's trying to teach us something. Amen. The winds that come in our line. Think about this. The book of Acts chapter number 2. Amen. We find God using the wind to showcase his power. Amen. He says, and suddenly there came forth a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting. And there all appeared cloven tongues like as fire set upon reach. It was the wind of God that blew through that afternoon. And it was the Spirit of God that breathed upon them. There's the power that they seen. May I say this, and I'm not going to be long, but look in Look at the latter part of verse 24. He says this, "And let it be when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of mulberry trees." Notice the next few words, "that then thou shalt bestir." That's what got my attention. What's this thing about bestirring? The word bestir means to be decisive, to take action in. Amen. When we feel the presence of the Lord, I believe that's when it's time for you and I to take action. I'm sure David was waiting and longing and waiting for that wind to blow by. I know he was looking out there, "Lord, that's a battle. That's a battle we're going to have out in front of us. But Lord, we cannot do it without the help of the Lord." And David's sitting by looking at them old mulberry trees, seeing all them old caterpillars, seeing all that silk hanging down. But he's a longing and waiting for the God just to blow by and needing that. Amen. Oh my, the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I feel a little liberty here this evening. Amen. We need the help of the Lord all day long. Amen. We need it in our lives. We need it for our mamas and our daddies and our children. For God to blow through our home and see salvation for our children and have the power of God real in these days. Amen. We need it in our church. We need it in our home, in our family. The wind showcases His presence. The wind shows His promise and His power. May I say to you and I, the wind strengthens the people of God. The wind will strengthen the people of God. The word bestir gives that idea to bring to action. Amen. How many revivals you go back, I don't know what you say, 30-something years y'all been having this one meeting, and 30-something years you've been going on. That's a lot of preaching. Amen. How much strength have we got help when the wind of God blows by? Amen. I can go back in my mind to a place and an altar or a message where the help of God blowed through a service, and that helped me continue on for not just that day, but for a month and a year. And I can reminisce on some of those services and some of those times where God breathed in that, and that helps me go on. Amen. Oh my, may I say this evening, we need the wind of heaven. Amen. We're living in a day where men of my age that are trying to go for this compromising route, and this is their famous cliche. This is what they say. We fake it until we make it. We fake it until we make it. Amen. May I say it? I remember my first message. I preached out of the book of, I think, Matthew chapter 6 on those foundations there. And I think I made it 8 minutes. My church says, "What to God would you get back to that?" 8 minutes. But I think it was my uncle told me something. He said, "Son," he said this, my uncle's he's been preaching for years. And he said, "Listen," he said, "if God's ain't in it, shut it down." And sometimes there's been, I've just wanted to shut it down. Just look, I'm through. But then there's sometimes when God blows by and I just keep going. Amen. And we need that in these days. We need the blessings of the help of the Lord. And David did so as the Lord commanded. And he smote the Philistines from Geba until thou come into Gezer. We need the blessings of the Lord. I know we're living in some interesting times, but I still believe what God did in these days here, God can do in days gone by. God can do the same thing today. If we'd get rid of the worldliness and we get rid of all the things of the world that'll hold us back, and we just let God have His way and let the Spirit of the Lord be real in our hearts and lives, there's no telling what God can do. Amen. Thank you, preacher. You come ahead. Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's the Lord. There's a song in this book here, and thank God. He's right. He's right. There's a song in this songbook. I don't even know if I know it, but the title's